Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Lance Storm is going to be joining us on the show. Normally he would be here Friday, but Friday is the 4th of July. So there will not be a live show on Sports Byline. So we'll talk about everything today. And there is a lot. We've got the Dynamite 300 show from Wednesday night, which overall I thought was a great show. A couple of things I didn't think were great, but in general, a lot of great wrestling. I think they're doing a great job building up All In. And we have got new stipulations and clarifications for All In Texas, which is July 12th. So we'll say about that here today. We got some news. Got updates on Jeff Hardy and Jim Ross and some ratings and some other stuff as well. And we will have time today to do a Q&A with Lance. If you have questions for Lance, you're welcome to text them to me. 425-780-7566. I'm still recovering. I'm going to see how long I can go without gimmicks today. But I don't know. I just started talking and... Anyway, if you want Texas, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. You can also email me, f4wonline@gmail.com. I'm f4wonline threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So again, 425-780-7566. Text the questions to Lance or myself at that number. Or send them to f4wonline@gmail.com. If you're in the Twitch chat, we can take some questions there as well. But we'll get as much as we can out today. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Ever find a deal so good you think, should I tell my friends or keep it to myself? That's Kohl's Summer Cyber Deals. Styles for sunny days, home favorites for your space, and more. All at prices you'll love. Plus, earn Kohl's cash. Discover new deals daily and get free shipping. These deals are too good not to share once you've stocked up first. Shop Kohl's Summer Cyber Deals now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end July 10th. See store or kohls.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here in the show. Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. And still drug-free as of today. We'll see how it goes. I'm still recovering from, children. Anyway, got a lot to get into. Lance, what's on Impact tonight?
What is on Impact tonight? Boy, I'm blanking, and I just
watched. Oh, man.
I just watched the show yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
There's a tag team match with the Inspiration against Tessa Blanchard and Victoria Crawford. There is Nick Nemeth versus Zach of the Rascals, Zachary Wentz. And there is a Eddie Edwards, Matt Cardona match.
And think, Lance, think.
Yes, and there's one other that I actually
made. Masha Slamovich against Killer Kelly in a chain match for the Knockouts. Yes. Knockouts titles on the line.
Yeah, that's actually a really good one.
Inspiration versus Tess and Victoria, Nick Nemeth and Trey Miguel, Jake something and Mance Warner, and Matt Cardona and Eddie Edwards.
Yeah, it's Zachary Wentz, not Trey.
That's not what it says here.
Well, that's incorrect.
It says Nick Nemeth and Trey Miguel.
That was the original plan, but that is not the match that happened and is not the match that airs.
Oh, man. Well, we better get that fixed there on the front page.
It's Zachary Wentz.
We'll find out tonight, Lance. All right.
I produced the match. Trust me.
Hey, I got to say, congratulations, Jeff Hardy. 3 years sober today. I know some people will say, I don't know what people are going to say, but the fact of the matter is, when things like this happen, all you can do is your best, and he's tried for 3 straight years now. So good for him. 3 years sober. Hopefully he can stick with it for the rest of his life.
And I liked the clip of the interview I saw where, again, he takes full responsibility for things not going well in AEW with him and takes full responsibility for the times he wasn't at his best. And he's doing a heck of a job giving us his best now.
So 3 years and 2 days.
Congratulations.
I guess official. All right, SmackDown. What am I talking about? NXT on Tuesday. NXT didn't do all that well. 627,000 viewers and a 0.15. It was actually the lowest total audience the show has drawn since last year, December 31st. And the 18-49, it was all right. Low since May 20th. The show was taped. And, you know, sometimes people will say, well, it had to have been a taped show or whatever. I actually didn't figure out the show was taped until about halfway through. I suddenly remembered. And I remembered because, I don't know, it was like, I all of a sudden remembered they were getting the week off for 4th of July. And then it kind of hit me, golly, I didn't even hear anything about, like, I didn't hear any spoilers for this NXT show. Like, I was all up in arms last week because they were doing that match with Jasper Troy and Inamura with the title shot on the line, which I thought was just such stupid booking, didn't make any sense. And as it turned out, I was complaining for nothing because Inamura won, and he'll be getting the title shot. But yeah, I didn't hear any spoilers for that show.
When did they tape it?
I guess they taped it after the show last week.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, which is even more amazing. In fact, I know because, you know, I was talking about what a great crowd it was. And in that great crowd, I mean, they were there for the second set of tapings. You know, they did the first show live, and then they taped 2 more hours, and the crowd was with it the whole time. So, you know, good for that crowd. They stuck with it for 4 straight hours.
And we went a whole week without spoilers getting out. Nice.
Well, I don't know if it's that or just nobody cared. It's kind of bizarre when I really think about it. Jim Ross will be heading to All In Texas. He says he feels pretty damn good. Those are his exact words now that the cancer is gone. He's going to be a guest at StarCast, and he will be heading in there Thursday or Friday. And he must be feeling good because that's just a week away. So best to him as well.
Yep.
And then the only other real news is there is no news on Britt Baker. Apparently this is a story today just because we talked about it yesterday. There's nothing new on Britt Baker, everybody. She's not leaving. She's not returning. Whatever the situation has been for the last, I don't even know how long, nothing has changed. It appears every couple of weeks there's some new story about how she's leaving or this or that. But I was told nothing has changed. And it's all Coachman's fault, I think, because Coachman had a big story about how she was heading to, I don't even know what he had. He had some big story that was like completely untrue. And I guess because it's Coachman, like people ran with it. And I don't know why. It's like Coachman. And then the one yesterday, I mean, I don't want to, you know, no offense to anybody, but the story yesterday, I got to find out what outlet it was in.
The
Wrestle Mobs.
The WWE has big interest.
Like, no offense or anything, but Wrestle Mobs? That's the source of this story? Anyway, nothing has changed. So that's the latest on that. And I mean, if something, if she were coming back, I mean, yesterday was the day to do it. It's Dynamite 300. I mean, that'd be the time. And her contract doesn't come due for a long time. And she did have time out with injury, so my presumption is they're just going to extend it.
Well, they don't have to extend it, though.
They don't have to. But, I mean, if they didn't care about her leaving, I mean, I think she'd be gone by now. Obviously, they don't want her to leave. So that
Tony tends not to cut deals, though. He tends to let them expire, does he not?
He does, but there have been people that he has let go. I mean, what's his name? Ricky Starks, you know? He was let go. And there was another one as well. Who
maybe
was it?
She hasn't asked.
I mean, maybe not, but Coach is going to bury Bryan on his show. Coach does a show with Russo.
Oh my God.
All right.
I think you'll survive, brother.
Collision tomorrow. Actually, Saturday, I'm sorry. Collision Saturday. This is the non-spoiler lineup. We've got FTR versus the Outrunners. We have Kyle Fletcher and Daniel Garcia, number one contenders match for the TNT title. The winner will face Adam Cole. We have an all-star eight-woman, Athena, Megan Bain, Julia, and Tekla versus Thunder Rosa, Anna Jay, Ty Mello, and Queen Aminata. We have, it's actually, this is very similar. If you've been watching a lot of Collision lately, They do matches that are almost exactly the same over and over again. And a couple of weeks ago when I was in Kent, I saw almost this exact same match. And the other one they're doing is some combination of Paragon, FTR. Like, they've done that combination like three or four times. We got Max Katzer's Open Challenge. We have got Willow Nightingale versus Vipress, who is not Piper Niven. We have Mark Briscoe, Hologram, and Mystico versus Hechicero, Rocky Romero, and Trent Beretta. Which, this is not a spoiler because I don't think you're actually going to see it on the show. But apparently after this match, like, you know, they, you know, Mystico's a big star. And, you know, in the ring, like, they just kept playing his music because he wouldn't leave. And I guess they played his music like four times. And he's out there and he's kissing the mat and he's just like doing all this and that. And finally, like, Tony starts coming through the tunnel. And he finally left. And then, of course, you know, Tony gave him the big hug. But apparently four times they went through that music. Kevin Knight, Shelton Benjamin, and for reasons unknown, I cannot explain this to you, Nick Wayne is also in the match. I mean, the reason is because it's probably going to be a three-way for the tag titles coming up at All In. But, like, they very specifically on Dynamite, Kevin Knight challenged Shelton Benjamin to a, quote, one-on-one match. And as it turns out, it's not one-on-one. So anyway, that's that. When we come back, we're going to do questions for Lance and I. And then we will get into the Dynamite report in the final segment of the show. Text your questions to 425-780-7566 or send them to f4wonline@gmail.com. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here. Still going. Haven't broke down yet. It's actually feeling a little bit better. I can swallow without intense pain, which I haven't been able to do drug-free for a couple of days now, which sucks. Hey, somebody noted Miro. Another guy that he let out of his contract. So he does it occasionally, but not always. All right, some questions. I sent out a... Is that your house? Is someone talking over there?
Nope.
What is that?
I don't know, Brian. I don't hear anything. Go on with the show.
I can't. There's someone in my house, and no one's supposed to be here. All right. I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to go find out who's invaded my abode. This person here says, Lance, if they were to watch, go back and watch one ECW show that is lesser known, what show would that be? I'll be right back.
Oh, good gravy. That's lesser known. Do you have any idea how long ago ECW was? The one that, again, it's not a lesser known one, but the one that fans seem to really love and gravitate towards being a great show is Heatwave 98. That was the one that had Robin Sabu against Shinsuke Sasaki and Hayabusa. That was the famed Chris Candido Lance Storm match where I took the ungodly powerbomb off the top rope where my head bounced like a basketball. That's the one that always stands out to me as a favorite in ECW, but it's not a lesser known one. I'm not sure which other ones I would recommend specifically, especially as lesser known.
Hey, take off your headphones. It's definitely your house.
All right. I will text my child and ask about a TV perhaps playing.
This person says, Brian, please tell me you and Vinny will receive an episode of the Coach and Russo podcast. I don't know about that one. We'll see. This person here says, if they do a three-way at the show, do you think that's how they get the belts off of the Hurt Syndicate? Well, listen, I've been watching this show for a while now, this AEW show, and I'd bet you dollars to donuts that Hurt Syndicate is not losing those belts in the middle of the ring. I think that there's going to be some sort of multi-person match, and they lose the titles without getting beat. I would be happy to be proved wrong.
I hope not. We mentioned this yesterday when you speculated about the Trick Williams, Joe Hendry, Mike Santana match at Slammiversary in New York in 2 weeks. I think champions need to get pinned to lose titles. I despise booking crutches to avoid pinning champions and crowning what I view as undeserving champions. I go back to the, to be the man, you got to beat the man. So if you're going to beat the team to be the team, then I think you should beat the Hurt Syndicate if you're going to take the belts off them.
Well, I don't disagree at all, but that whole to be the man, you have to beat the man.
That was a long time ago.
Well, not just that, but you know who that was, right?
It was Ric Flair.
You ever seen Ric Flair wrestle?
Once or twice?
You ever seen Ric Flair do a promo? Okay, listen. Whatever you guys want to say about Ric Flair as a person, whatever you want to say about Richard Flair, that's beside the point that I'm getting to here. Ric Flair, the wrestler, was one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, and he was one of the greatest promos of all time. Because whatever you want to say about him, as a wrestler, he knew how to do this thing, okay? So, in the ring, he understood that you need to get your opponent over so that when you beat them, you have beaten somebody. Okay? Now, there's a difference between that and like, well, you know, I'm gonna give him the whole entire match so I look like a geek. You know, he would eke his way out, but it was a different business back then. The idea was you were paying money thinking, well, this person for sure is going to be able to beat Flair in the end. And, of course, they never could. And in his promos, he always knew, well, you don't just absolutely bury. Like, that's one of the things about Mariah May's promos. I hated Mariah May promos because her promos were 100% burying her opponent and burying the division. And listen, yes, you can talk trash to your opponent. Yes, you can say that you think you're better than your opponent and you're going to beat them. But you also have to cut a promo and put over your opponent. Make your opponent somebody that's like, my God, I actually beat this person. As opposed to, you know, you're absolutely nothing. You're a geek. You're a loser. Well, if you beat them, you beat a loser. And if they beat you, you just got beat by a loser. What good does that do? So I bring that up because this Hurt Syndicate thing on Dynamite last night. Oh, my God. This is the worst build to a championship match I have seen in any promotion in years. I don't care what you think about WWE. I don't care if you like Paul Levesque or the booking. Nothing has been as bad as this. That angle where out come Jet Speed. Hurt Syndicate's in the ring. They're doing a promo or whatever. And out come Jet Speed. And it might have been the other way around. But the point is, Hurt Business beat them in a fair fight. They just beat the absolute stuffing out of these guys. They leave them for dead. These guys cut a promo and say, we're not dead yet. So the Hurt Business gets back in the ring. They beat them half to death a freaking second time. They beat them so bad that when they leave, by the way, Jet Speed are the baby faces, guys. Hurt Syndicate are the heels. They leave and the fans start chanting one more time. Jet Speed challenges them for a third time. They get beaten to death for the third time. Hurt Syndicate leaves. They ask for it a fourth time. At that point, it's like, no, just stop. And then Kevin demands, and here's the other thing, it's not even just what they did. Kevin then demands a match with Shelton one-on-one, at which point the announcers go, this guy's out of his mind. So now the announcers are telling me, so I've seen it with my own eyes that these guys are complete and total geeks and losers. And then the announcers tell me they have no chance. They are geeks and losers. What are we doing here? So now we go to the pay-per-view. Let's just say that we don't make it a three-way or whatever. We're going to the pay-per-view. So, okay. First off, it's a championship team versus two absolute geeks. How could I possibly care? Hurt Syndicate beats them. Who cares? If they actually beat the Hurt Syndicate, well, you've just buried your tag team titles because they're on two complete geeks. Hurt Syndicate lost to two geeks. I like these guys, okay? Like, I'm big fans of Jet Speed, but they have made them absolute, complete, total geeks. I hated that segment. God!
I think there's a lot, and I dislike it too. There is the, we book now on a meta sense, I think, unfortunately, where there's been the pattern of the team left standing and strong before the pay-per-view is the team that loses at the pay-per-view, because there is that 50, we got to make everybody happy, so you guys get to stand tall now. And then where in the old days, you just always built the challengers up, the baby faces in particular, going into the show. So you felt like, wow, these guys are definitely going to win. They're the better team. But now it's that double fake where it's like, well, if we beat them down here, people will think they're going to win at the pay-per-view, because we wouldn't beat them down in both segments. And I think it's not good when you book in a meta sense rather than a kayfabe sense. And I think it's better to make your challengers look strong going into the pay-per-view.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Now that I got that out of my system. let's see. Do you think wrestlers should win with secondary moves? 10% of the time, I believe live fans are just playing along with the count. For the Blue Thunder Bomb, for example. Yes, absolutely. I mean, you should every now and then win with an unusual move so that fans start to buy the idea that any big move during the near falls could potentially be a finish.
Yeah, I'm not going to go with your 10% thing.
Well, sure, just every
actually,
now and then.
Santana does this. He, every once in a while, will win with a power bomb rather than his spin the block. And when it happens, I always think it's a good idea to remind fans and keep them honest that sometimes you can win with something else. This was actually, if you go back to, Anarchy Rules. I pinned Jerry Lynn with a knee to his injured ribs and a three-quarter Nelson. And part of the reasoning behind that was, let's keep fans honest, you can win at any time. Which I remember, too, because Dave buried the finish, saying that fans expect finishers as a finish. And then I was on, I don't know, a Yada or a radio show with you guys like 2 weeks later, and Dave complained that people need to win out of the blue with something different for a change. Mm. It's too predictable. And I called him on it and said, didn't you bury my match for that just 2 weeks ago? You can't have it both ways, Dave.
Lance ain't taking no guff.
Nope.
Yeah, I do think every now and then, not only should you win with a different finish, but like if somebody is going into a match with bad ribs, then maybe not a bear hug, but like you should beat them with something involving their ribs. That way in the future, when people go in with injuries, you think that in fact that might play. Because nowadays, like you go in with an injury and, you know, 90% of the time you make a big comeback like nothing's wrong, just so people can see your big moves. And then it's just whatever the finish is. So I like things being meaningful, you know? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Dynamite 300. I had three qualms with this show. Otherwise, I thought it was pretty freaking great, actually. My first qualm was that segment, which we hopefully don't have to talk about again, with the Hurt Syndicate. My second qualm was that the return of Kenny Omega was in a wacky skit backstage when he was wearing a cape, which I realize they have to make money, and WBD made this deal with Superman. But my God, number one, you couldn't have brought him back the week before. You couldn't have had someone else put a cape on. I mean, it was preposterous. It's absolutely preposterous. He's back there in a cape. He's in a cape. It's just like, he goes, I feel like I'm flying. I'm like, what am I watching? And then 20 minutes later, he makes his big triumphant return after almost being killed. And Excalibur goes, this is the first time we've seen him since he was almost killed. I thought, no, that's absolutely not true. I saw him 20 minutes ago in a cape. So I didn't like that.
Well, he needs to be a superhero just to come back from the injuries that he suffered.
And then the other thing was, I believe they should have done so much more with the fact that this was the 300th episode of Dynamite. I mean, golly, you've got 6 years worth of footage and great moments and, you know, nothing. I mean, nothing. You wouldn't have even known this was Dynamite 300 if they hadn't said the words Dynamite 300. But, you know, other than that, I thought they did a great job with the build to All In. And a lot of great wrestling. Opened up with Hangman coming down to the ring. And long story short, he challenges Moxley to a Texas death match. And Moxley accepts after, well, there's a lot of rigmarole here. Basically, Moxley says no. But then Hangman ends up confiscating the briefcase. And I think he's supposed to say that I won't give the briefcase back unless you accept. But he forgot to say that. So Moxley accepts anyway. And then Hangman ends up laying out Marina with the Buckshot Lariat. And so it is a Texas death match at the pay-per-view. And I don't know.
Did they mention that they've had one of these before?
No, absolutely, positively not. And it's funny because, you know, last night Dave was going on and on about how they didn't tell you what the rules were for the Texas death match. And, you know, there is that, those sickos don't like to hear criticism of AEW. And so they got really mad at Dave. Like, you should know, they've had, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, everybody knows. Okay, that's fine if that's your argument. They don't need to tell you the rules because everybody is supposed to know the rules. Well, at the same time, if that's the case, everybody should know that these two guys have had a Texas death match. And Hangman beat him in the Texas death match. They clearly don't want you to remember that because they made no mention of it whatsoever. It's like top secret. The whole thing was about there's no way Hangman can actually beat Moxley in a Texas death match. That's what Moxley's trying to tell him. But meanwhile, they actually did a match and Hangman won. So at some point, they do need to tell you what the rules are for the Texas death match. Just want to throw that out there. But I didn't think it was a big deal. We don't know tonight. There's plenty of time. You know, a week. Then we had Mercedes and Mina Shirakawa, TBS title. And I thought this was a great match. The finish was Mina going for the figure four. Mercedes small packaged her and pinned her. The match had great heat. I thought for the most part, they worked really well together. More in the second half than the first. The first half, there were a couple of hiccups here and there. But outside of the ring was Tony. and she was just catatonic the entire time. But the gimmick is, like, because of her gimmick, it almost came off like comedy that she was doing that, like it was part of her act. So that was kind of weird. But she hit the ring afterwards to make the save after Mercedes attacked Mina. And then Mercedes grabbed a cake at ringside. I thought for sure she was going to put it in the face of Mina and Tony. But she didn't. Nor did she put it in Luther's face. And that was sad.
I'd have been much happier if she did put it in Luther's face.
Yeah, he deserved it. We had his... This is another weird one. There's actually a lot of weird stuff on this show now that I think about it. We had a skit with the Young Bucks. They just bought a brand new limo, and they were going to drive around their hometown. And, like, as soon as the skit starts, you're like, all right, well, man, who's going to destroy that limo? Who's going to do... Nothing. They just drove around, and then that was it. That was the whole skit. I was like, all right. Seemed like a missed opportunity. MJF, I guess maybe it could continue on Collision. Maybe they'll have the maybe they'll have their limo destroyed on Collision. MJF, Brody King, AR Fox, Anthony Bowens to determine number two in the Gauntlet. Silly me thinking maybe somebody else could win because it doesn't matter. It's just for a number two spot in the Gauntlet. MJF won. He's number two in the Gauntlet. He submitted AR Fox. It was like they had an opportunity to do something you didn't expect in a match like this. But in the end, they actually did exactly what you would expect. The biggest star won, and he beat the biggest jobber. That's what happened.
Well, I think you want to be able to advertise MJF on a big show in Texas, especially with his current heat as a heel against the Hispanic market, where with the Gauntlet, only the first two people can you actually advertise for sure as being involved.
That's true. But I think, I don't know. Well, he won. And then afterwards, they did that segment with Jetspeed. I will not recap that a second time. Then we had the Young Bucks and Takeshita versus Paragon and Bandido, which was another great match. And this crowd was going wild for the spots in this match. And in the end, everybody triple teamed poor Kyle. He ate a BTE trigger, a triple BTE trigger. Takeshita ends up hitting with a Raging Fire, gets the pin. And afterwards, they shot an angle where Ospreay and Swerve had challenged the Young Bucks to put the EVP titles on the line at the pay-per-view. And we had asked, well, first off, what the hell does that mean? And second off, why would the EVPs just say yes? So they clarified this week. The EVP titles are on the line in the sense that if the Bucks lose, they will be stripped of their titles, they will have no power, and the power will go to the people, and also Tony Khan.
People power? That's not a good thing to go.
Well, they didn't say people power, thankfully. But the Bucks are like, well, you know, we're not going to... What's in it for us? And so Ospreay comes up with an idea. And that is, if you accept this match with our stips, we will agree that if you beat us, neither of us can challenge for the world title for 1 year. And so the Bucks accept. And I'll talk about this a lot more tonight, but Dave did not like this one bit because he did not like the idea of Will Ospreay not challenging for the title for a full year. And long story short, I'm going to say this. Okay. If this is an issue, then Will Ospreay should have just won the Owen and he should win the title at All In. I advocated for Hangman to win the Owen and to go to All In and to win the title. And to me, there should be no issue coming up with 1 year of title defenses for Hangman, feuds. Right? I mean, it's Hangman Page. He's supposed to be the guy that's going to save the company, save the title for Jon Moxley, be your top babyface. You should easily have a year's worth. They have, how many people do they have on the roster? Like 200? You should, and a feud shouldn't just be one and done on pay-per-view. You can, some feuds can go two or three pay-per-views. You should have no problem building one solitary year around Hangman Page. And then going back to Will Ospreay. And by then, Will Ospreay can challenge at Wembley, and away you go. I don't see this as being a problem at all to keep Ospreay and Swerve out of the title picture for a year. Especially because when this match was over, all I could think was, dude, these two blokes need to beat somebody for these tag team titles. And think of all of the incredible tag team feuds you could do with Will Ospreay and Swerve as world tag team champions. Once the belts are no longer held hostage by the Hurt Syndicate, you know how many awesome tag teams you have? Enough awesome tag teams, by the way, that, like, as some people noted, these guys are big enough stars, and you got big enough stars in the tag division, like, you could headline pay-per-views with tag team title matches with these guys on top. So I don't see this as a problem at all.
Has there ever been a double stip match where there's nothing in it for the winners? Like, if Hangman or if Swerve and Ospreay win, they don't get anything. If the Bucks win, they don't get anything. There's just a punishment for the losers.
Yes, that's correct.
That's odd.
It is, but like in storyline, what Ospreay and Swerve get out of it is the Bucks can no longer screw with them using their EVP powers. So that's what's in it for
them. But why do the Bucks care if they can't be in the singles pitcher?
Just to screw with them.
Alrighty then.
And they're trying to claim that they're doing all of this for Hangman. And so this would take two challengers out of Hangman's potential pool of challengers. Swerve and Ospreay versus Dralístico and Beast Mortos. I mean, great match. This is, again, why Swerve and Ospreay should be the tag team champions. They gave, I mean, it's not like they made Dralístico and Beast look like better wrestlers, which sometimes happens in AEW. I mean, it was clear who the better wrestlers were when this was over. The better tag team was Swerve and Ospreay. But they still had a great match. They gave these two guys a lot, more than the Hurt Syndicate has given anybody ever. And it was a good match. And then the main event is Okada and Kota Ibushi. And, you know, Okada, on the Okada scale, he gave it 7 tonight.
The current Okada scale.
Yeah. He gave it a 7. And Ibushi, this was his first AEW match. I guess he had the match with Trent, but that was more a showcase for him. As far as like a back-and-forth match, this was the first one in a long time. And he's been hurt, and he's been injured, and he's been, I mean, mentally and physically, he's had a rough go at it. But he came back here, and he looked good. He's not the old Ibushi. He's also about a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 on the Ibushi scale. But, you know, 2 sevens, that was a pretty freaking great match with both of these guys at a 7. And Okada won with the Rainmaker. And then afterwards, he, you know, they went to beat down Ibushi, and Kenny Omega made the somewhat dramatic save. Was not wearing the cape, which was too bad. But he ran wild, saved Ibushi. They hit a powerbomb German combo. And man, Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega versus Swerve and Will Ospreay for the tag team titles. That's one of like a dozen incredible matches you could do over the next year as you build up to the time limit expiring and Ospreay and Swerve being able to challenge again. So I thought this was a very good show. Liked it a lot. Anything I didn't mention?
Well, I didn't see the show, so I wouldn't know.
All right. You never know. I asked Filthy, and he's offended that I dare ask, did you see the show?
Well, I don't get TSN, so it's not even an option for me.
Well, guess so. 2 sevens do not make a 14? Yeah, they do. Of course. 7 and 7 is... Why is everyone saying 7 and 7 isn't 14? What's 7 and 7?
14.
14. Guys, don't gaslight me and make me think I'm out of my mind. Golly, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, back here on the show. I made it the entire show with no drugs.
I do that all the time.
Nice to be drug-free every now and then, you know what I'm saying? All right. Any other text messages here in the last couple of minutes? Let's see. How about heel tag teams winning without the hot tag every now and then? Would it make hot tags mean more?
Oof, we did that in WWE, William Regal and I, on a couple occasions, and it makes for dead, horrible, rotten matches. You just get the heat and pin the guy in the heat. We did it to Tommy Dreamer like 2 or 3 weeks straight. It was horrible.
There's so many matches now that have the double heat that... I think you can always do at least a hot tag. You know, I don't mind like a hot tag, and then during the second heat, you manage to pin the guy or whatever, because at least you got the hot tag in there. And then, you know, you can convince people that maybe there won't be a hot tag the next time. But a match with only heat and then a win and no tag.
Go back and find them on Raw. They were horrible. Poor Tommy.
This guy says, "Hey, Brian, it's my birthday. Can I get a happy birthday, Brayden, on Observer Live?" No, you may not. Sorry. This person wants to know what you think about working with Rosemary. You got about 10 seconds. How was it?
I like Rosemary.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Easy to work with?
Yep. Been working with her for a long time now. 3 years with Impact. TNA.
Says, I became a fan during Decay versus the Hardys, and then her work with Ali/The Bunny. So big Rosemary fan there. All right, everybody, we're going to wrap it up. Have an enjoyable holiday if you celebrate it. If not, have an enjoyable day. Back this weekend for subscribers, Wrestling Observer Radio and the Brian and Vinny Show. And a Brian and Vinny Show tonight. 8 Pacific for our subscribers on YouTube. The show airs live. It'll be up as a recording for everybody else, so check it out. And that's it, everybody. Thanks, Lance, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.